It is day two of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in the Filmmakers Lounge in the back of the Whiskey Jar. I'm sitting across from Aaron Wolf, director. Now, you see, now sometimes these things don't give me full information. This is a documentary film.
This is a documentary film called Restoring Tomorrow.
Restoring Tomorrow. And you are the director, but I'll bet you are more than just a director.
I am. For this, I'm the director. I'm also in. It's a personal story as well as a large story. So I'm in it. I kind of serve as, if you will, you follow my story, my journey, as well as the film's journey.
Tell us about the journey. What is this film about?
You know, this film, I'm usually a narrative filmmaker, an actor, and a director, as you said. We all have to wear a lot of hats these days.
Yes, we do.
But with this film, this was a 4-year passion project where it started with me getting asked by this temple that I've been involved with since I was born. My grandfather was the rabbi there for 50 years.
And where is the temple?
It's in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It's called Wilshire Boulevard Temple, and it's considered the temple to the stars. It was founded by the Warner Brothers, Louis B. Mayer, Goldwyn. All the Charlie Chaplin's mom went there, I believe, and Charlie went sometimes.
Yeah.
And so it was the temple to the stars. As Hollywood was founded, so too was this temple.
It would have been built in the late 1920s?
In 29. It was started in 27, was finished in 29.
I nailed that, didn't I?
You did, nailed it. And it was built as this set. It was like they wanted to have their theater be their temple be a theater.
Mm-hmm.
So it was this grand 2,000 seat, gorgeous. It looks like the Chinese theater used to look. It's like, it's a palace.
Yeah.
And the rabbi at the time was Rabbi Edgar Magnin, who's also was known as the rabbi to the stars. He was like an actor unto himself. So they made the stage high. So when he'd give a sermon, the bima, exactly. Well, you're well averse, Sean. I like it. He would give his sermons as though they were these Hollywood performances. So the whole thing was built like this iconic Hollywood theater.
Hmm.
And a lot of this I didn't know until I started doing this. But I was asked, the place was falling apart. The temple was in disarray, and they were almost going to sell it to a Korean church or turn it into a swap meet.
Oh, wow.
And the rabbi now, Rabbi Steve Leder, raised $150 million to restore it and make it a cultural center for Los Angeles.
Fantastic.
And I was asked to start chronicling as a filmmaker, to start chronicling just a few pieces to let the community know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And a few months into that, I realized this is a way bigger story and I'm being affected in a way deeper way than I ever thought possible. And so 4 years later, we have a feature film that has been written up in the LA Times, Times of Israel, Tablet Magazine. I mean, it's amazing what the response that we've gotten to the film, and I was fortunate enough to preview it last night at the Virginia Film Festival.
That's right. It aired Thursday night, 7:30 at the Vinegar Hill Theater. The name of the film is Restoring Tomorrow. Now, why Restoring Tomorrow when you're restoring something that you know is an artifact of the past?
Yeah, so I was at my parents' living room when I came up with that name, and I was like, what am I going to call this film that I don't even know exactly where it's going, but I knew we had started the process, and I was like, restoring the past. Then I think I said, oh, we could go back to the future. Oh wait, that's been done. and then I was thinking, well, we're restoring something, but restoring it for the future, restoring the future, restoring tomorrow.
Yeah.
What we're trying to do is we're restoring something that people enjoyed in the past, but we're trying to restore it so that tomorrow people can enjoy it just as much as they have enjoyed it in the past. And it's all about generations. And actually being in a town like Charlottesville, which goes back to before the founding of the country.
Yes, I know. This is something that strikes me all the time. I mean, I grew up in California, right?
Yes.
You know, when I my hometown a few years ago celebrated its 50th anniversary, and here in Charlottesville we're gearing up for our 250th anniversary as of the university. I mean, it's crazy, and the amount of history that's here. So yeah, leaving LA, leaving California, coming out here gives you, I think, a deeper appreciation of that.
But it's also, and you bring up that great point, Los Angeles is a place where the history is really, the U.S. is a new country.
Yeah.
Los Angeles is an even newer
city.
It's really only about 100 years.
It's really a 20th century city.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When this temple was founded, the first location was in downtown L.A., Can you guess what the population of Los Angeles was in 1864?
I'm going to guess a few tens of thousands.
5,000.
I was way off.
Okay. 5,000 people. And now it's a metropolitan area of, I believe, 11 million people.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just a...
And they're all on the freeway.
And they're all on the freeway. I know there's more people on one stretch of the free... On one exit of the freeway than there were in the whole city.
Right.
Then.
Right.
So what was amazing to me and what started to resonate with myself is my grandfather, as an immigrant, came here from Germany. And this place meant so much to our family. If they tear it down or if it becomes a swap meet, then we're losing one of these rare pieces of history of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Forget about it being Jewish, Christian. I don't care what it is. It's a place that matters to the community. It's a place that has Hollywood history, that has Jewish history, that has Christian history. I mean, my grandfather spoke with the Pope in 1986 in Los Angeles in front of the masses. I mean, there's all this community history is in this place, and it was almost gone. And I feel like it's a microcosm of what happens around this country all the time, where things are getting torn down.
Yeah.
And then to come to a place like Charlottesville, where there is a lot of stuff that's here, that's been here for so many years, it's I wish that would happen more often.
Well, you're right. It is a national problem. People here, we have plenty of discussions about preserving history. And you see a lot of it here, but a lot of it's still gone. One thing I liked about L.A. when I lived there is that you could walk down the street and all you had to do was, like, look up one or two floors and see a lot of history there that isn't always apparent. You know, walk down Hollywood Boulevard and you see shops and so forth. But just look up one floor and there, you know, there's history. There's architectural history right there.
Yeah, so, it's a good point.
Yeah.
It's really... and then on the ground floor, they've rebuilt it into a Starbucks. But if you look
up...
It's like, wow, this was... And actually, if you don't mind, there's a story that comes to mind from like 2 years... For a couple of years, I hosted an event in Alabama, an awards show in Huntsville. And I was walking down the street one day, and I noticed above, it was called like a Sam Swap Meet. There was a Jewish star in Alabama.
Hmm.
And I found out, when you talk about looking up at a building, I found out that was the original temple in this town, but it got turned into a swap meet. But the one thing that remained in this town in Alabama was that Jewish star.
How about that?
But how cool would it have been if instead of just the Jewish star, the temple was still there?
Yeah.
And now it's not. And that's a sad part about, you know, developers would say it's a happy part because it fills their bank account, but it's a sad part for history.
Well, your film, Restoring Tomorrow, is one of a handful of films that were sponsored by Congregation Beth Israel, our own temple here in town. And you mentioned before we started recording, you know that CBI is starting its own restoration efforts.
Yeah, so, what do you feel? How is that going so far?
I don't know. we have a strong community here in town, and there is a sense of history here. So people understand, you know, when you start talking about preserving spaces and sacred spaces, people get that here.
Yeah.
Which is nice because you can't be here too long without just being sort of infused with that sense of history. But you know, it's all going to come down to money.
Money.
And you know what we can get and in order to meet the objectives. So I'm glad that there are people like you and films like yours out there, you know, making the case for this sort of thing. And for you, it sounds like a very personal journey. So your film aired on Thursday night last night. It went well?
It really got a great conversation going with the audience, which I love is that it brings out, doesn't matter if you're Christian or Jewish or just have a place that matters to you, a YMCA you grew up with.
Right.
If you have a place that matters to you, it's important if you believe in that place and that place rings true to your heart that you preserve it, that you make sure that it's there for future generations. And I hope that happens with the congregation here. And I hope when people see this film and continue to see it as we show it around the country, that they say, oh, you know what? I want to go and make sure that my church gets restored so that my grandkids can go to it and can be involved into it. And it can change and it can evolve. The community can evolve. But if that place stays there, then those memories from the past get preserved for the future. They get restored for tomorrow.
Perfect. So we won't get a chance to see your film now. If you're listening to the podcast now, it's already screened. Where can people go to find out more about this?
Yeah, we're going to be playing all over the country. This is the beginning of our journey. You can read about it. There's been articles in the LA Times and Times of Israel. If you just look up Restoring Tomorrow Film, my handle, Aaron Wolf, at the Aaron Wolf. I tweet about it all the time in our production company, Howling Wolf Productions. We're constantly updating on showings. I think we're showing in Miami next month.
Excellent.
And then Santa Barbara is going to be our big premiere of the film, but because it's Santa Barbara's close to Los Angeles,
right?
But yeah, it's such a passion project. It took 4 years to make, and I'm really proud of how people are reacting and how it's, I feel, inspiring other people to want to do something with their community.
RestoringTomorrowFilm.com to find out more about this film. Howling Wolf Productions, you handed me a couple of cards here. Are these upcoming projects you're working on?
Yes.
Tar.
Yeah,
And The Walk. Okay, so Peter Riegert.
Yes.
Was a guest here at the festival, gosh, 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, and I got to talk with him. He was a very nice man and really interesting.
He is a great... I'm seeing him on Sunday. He's a great guy, and he's...
Well, tell him I said hello.
I will. Yes, I will. He's we did a film called The Walk a few years ago.
Okay.
That was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was actually based on walks I used to take with my grandfather. And Peter believed in the project and wanted to do it because he thought it connected to him.
Nice.
And so that film played all over and is now on... it just went on demand on IndieFlix.
Cool.
Yesterday. Oh. So now you can, if you want to see The Walk, it's on IndieFlix. And then our new film,
Tar,
is a completely different genre. It's a thriller horror movie based on the La Brea Tar Pits. Right now in Los Angeles, they're building the subway system. So man is building down.
Yeah.
And it awakens a creature in the tar pits.
Nice.
That comes up and attacks Los Angeles and specifically a family. And the father is played by Timothy Bottoms. Mm-hmm. I play the son. And then there's a schizophrenic, spiritual Native American played by Academy Award nominee Graham Greene.
Yeah.
So we're really psyched about that. Yeah, we have a really cool Max Perlix in it, too. We have a great cast. I like to say we have a great cast and me. So that's going to be coming out in next spring in the theaters. So everyone should check out Tar.
All right. So we can keep an eye on Howling Wolf Productions.
Yeah, and Tar also, if you just look up Tar the movie.
Just Tar the movie.
We just did our first teasing. We showed our first teaser at Comic-Con last weekend.
Yeah, how was that?
Comic-Con is a trip.
Crazy, isn't it?
It's the amount of... I've never seen so many Spocks in my life. And it was fad. You see, there's everyone from Hillary Clinton costumes to Donald Trump costumes to monsters to dinosaurs. And everyone...
Between those two, which one is the monster and which one is the dinosaur?
Yeah, I know.
No, don't go there.
Yeah.
Aaron, thank you for coming by. Thank you for coming to Virginia Film Festival. I guess now that your film is screened, you can just go see some movies.
Yeah, go hang out. And I'll say this about the Virginia Film Festival is I've had the privilege of going to a lot of festivals over the years so far. And this is one of the most enjoyable experiences I've ever had is at the Virginia Film Festival. It's a wonderful community, a really embracing place for people like myself who have never been here, and I recommend to everyone to come check out the festival because everyone here is so kind, and it's a really nice community.
Well, I appreciate that, and I didn't pay you to say it.
So. No, you did not.
Thank you for volunteering it. All right, Aaron, thank you for coming by.
Thanks
and
for having me,
enjoy
Sean.
The rest of the Virginia Film Festival.
Thank you.